Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it. FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
We've got our take cannons loaded and ready.
Ready.
Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short
the
routes.
The boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
It's Reception, the show.
Okay, a young player in for the Chargers is Josh Palmer. Last year, we saw him be pretty productive when injuries befell the Chargers. Shocked, they're dealing with injuries yet again. I know, it's crazy. And right now, you know, his stat line looks okay, Matt, but 13 of 21 in terms of catches and targets, 134 yards and one touchdown. Again, in largely a reserve role, but what does the RP data say?
You know, I said this in our Discord earlier, and this is why you got to be in Discord. You know, James, and only people who never spend a lot of time with me in real life say that I'm too nice. You know, I'm too positive. Because I'm intentionally pretty, like, I try to find the silver linings when it comes to receiver. You say this on, I mean, we talk about this on the podcast. Like, I always try to find, like, the silver linings with players.
You do.
And try to be super nice, because there's just no point in being negative on Twitter, because there's enough negativity anyways.
Yes.
And I love when people criticize me about that, because I'm like, well, like, they're, you know, I'm like, it seems like you like everybody. I want to know who you don't like. I'm like, well, maybe you should subscribe to the freaking website, then you'll figure it out. That would help. Or the podcast. Yeah. Subscribe to the podcast. Like, you figure it out. When I tell you that I think Josh Palmer might be my least favorite receiver in the NFL.
What? Like, wow. What? Oh my God. I'm in shock right now. What?
And it's not because.
Holy hell.
Well, okay, I think it's because it. The Chargers offense pisses me off so much, but Josh Palmer right now, you know, and his rookie year reception profile was not very promising. We're talking about, like, you know, sub 10%, 10th percentile success rate versus man and press. But so far through the first 3 weeks, Palmer's success rates of 42.1% against man coverage, 60.9% against zone coverage, and 40% success rate versus press all would have ranked second to last in their respective categories in 2021. Also, his net... His next broken tackle, James, will be his first.
Wow.
I think.
Jeez.
And again, okay. it's not so much against Josh Palmer as a player. It's that I think his skill set exacerbates the problems for the Chargers offense. You know, Justin Herbert right now ranks like, it, just in terms of like guys that have started the entire year, he's been like the fifth slowest average time to throw. So he's holding on to the ball for a long time against an offensive line that's now got a lot of injuries. And he's 26th in air yards per pass attempt, 26.6 air yards per pass attempt, because nobody on this offense gets open when Keenan Allen's not out there. You know, Mike Williams is a really, really good receiver, but we know Mike Williams is like a league average separator and a great contested catch receiver. And Josh Palmer isn't even a league average separator, and he's not, and like doesn't win with, and there's no speed on this team. The Chargers are the most frustrating offense to watch because they have an alien at quarterback. Like, they have Justin Herbert, and then he uncorks these deep bombs to like goofball speed receivers like Jalen Guyton and DeAndre Carter.
Who's on IR now? I mean,
now on IR, yeah, like they're speed guys.
Golly.
My theory on Josh Palmer is that they drafted him to be Mike Williams' replacement, but then Mike Williams ended up coming back, and now it's like, but they still roll this guy out there as the wide receiver three. So they have no speed on the field, and it just is, it's so frustrating to watch. Like, Herbert's got to be out there just throwing, you know, by the way, Herbert with his screwed up ribs now, it's got to be out there throwing like stick routes to guys who don't get open and don't make yards after the catch. It's tough to watch.
I just feel like this, I agree with you 100% in that this team desperately needs speed, and they are going to miss Jalen Guyton a lot. He is that one guy, and I get it. Forget about fantasy for a second, okay? But this is the guy that can literally take the top off of a defense, and a lot of times, because of Mike Williams and Keenan Allen and Austin Ekeler, you're not accounting for him. You know, no, so yeah. And again, you talk about an alien under center. It's like, yeah, man, like, you don't think Herbert sees that? He 100% sees that, you know. And so, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what they're going to do from a real life perspective. They are going to really miss Jalen Guyton. And it's not just because of the production. It's because of his role in the offense. He lets these guys, you know, again, if you are not going to roll down that, if you're not going to, you know, roll down a safety, because there's no team speed at all. You compress the field quite a bit, makes Justin Herbert's life pretty difficult.
Yeah, and I mean, even if he's not getting targeted on the play, like just running the nine in the post, you know, and clearing out that safety can open up something in zone coverage for a Mike Williams who's not a natural separator, or, you know, get Keenan Allen open on those dig routes. You know, Mike, again, I think Josh Palmer's just like, if you could trade him in fantasy, like, you should, because it's like, he's not going to have any value when Keenan Allen gets back in there. So I kind of think, like, if Keenan Allen, you know, he's probably going to play this week, but like, I think he's a guy that he's going to go crazy when he gets back out there. You know, it's not going to be a ton of juice because this team's not going to throw the ball. They already don't want to throw the ball down the field for whatever reason. Like, Joe Lombardi doesn't call a lot of downfield passes, especially on early downs. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, Keenan Allen's just going to catch a ton of passes. He's going to be open all the time. He's the only guy on the team that actually gets open on a routine basis. And I know everybody's like trying to get, you know, there, every fantasy analyst is like, can I get a Will Fuller update? It's like, no, you can't. I mean, Will Fuller is not, he's not probably not going to play football ever again, but the Chargers should, you know, the Chargers definitely should call.
Who's that?
They should call Odell Beckham and be like, hey buddy, like, whenever you're ready, just come play for us, because they need like, they need a receiver three. So, and you know, they want to be involved in the playoffs, right? Like, they want to still be competing in November, December, when Odell would theoretically be ready. I know he's like, you know, trying to get himself picked up by the Rams again, or get himself. He probably is going to play for the Rams. But wouldn't it be funny if he went to
the Chargers? Yeah, the same locker. Yeah. Has anyone done a better job of marketing themselves while they are injured than Odell Beckham? He's everywhere, dude. He's on like, and he's always around contenders too. Like, that's what's so fun.
Oh, right? Of course. Like, yeah. Well, he's not going to come in and be like, hey, Texans, what's going on?
Yo, he's like dapping up the Bills. You know, it's like, he's dapping up the Bucks. He's dapping up the Rams, of course. It's like, anyone who's a contender, he's there, you know, like, right. I'm just, well, like, man.
I mean, shoot, the Bills don't need him. The Rams might need him.
They desperately need him.
They need somebody that's not Ben Skoranek, you know, and they need somebody who's not Tutu Atwell blowing away like Robinson might, you know, we'll see. But the Chargers like need him. I think that's the thing that makes me just think about it. Like, who knows if it happens? Probably won't happen. But they need like a guy that's got some juice. And Beckham certainly had a lot of juice last year, right? And
he did.
Just he's a guy who makes every quarterback that's not Baker Mayfield, he makes their life easier because Baker Mayfield can't throw to good receivers.
Apparently not.
My God. You know the Panthers, James, rank first in pace of play, but 31st in plays run. Like, wow. they're in a real hurry to get off
the
field.
How do you do that?
Somebody said it to me this morning. It's like the Chip Kelly Eagles. Like, you remember when they used to have those stupid clock graphics on Monday night, Sunday night football, whenever Chip in his first year was there.
100%.
They're in a real hurry to go three and out, man. The Panthers are in a real hurry to go three and out.
It was a fast break offense, but except they couldn't break. Yeah, exactly. So, that's interesting. Wow, I was not expecting the Josh Palmer heater. Oh my gosh, that like literally stunned me to my core. I mean, because here's the thing, he's somewhat productive, I think using the RP data, I think you can now attribute a lot of that to the quarterback. Okay, that jibes. Okay, that makes sense. But I think the reason I'm like stunned by it though is because there's a lot of football evaluators, man, that had some nice things to say about Josh Palmer. So I am a little bit. I'm a little bit stunned. I'm not going to lie to you. That's interesting.
Yeah, he just doesn't get open. I mean, he's probably an all right contested catch receiver. He just does not get open. And I think the bigger problem is like if Mike Williams had gone elsewhere and they had Josh Palmer, you know, Keenan Allen, and then like a speed receiver, probably wouldn't be as the Palmer thing probably wouldn't make me want to like rip my beard hair out. But, but because I can't rip my real hair out, there's not enough left. but I probably should reevaluate everything I just said. But the point here is, but now that it's like Mike Williams, who's not really a separation based receiver, Josh Palmer, who's not really an anything based receiver, and then you know Gerald Everett is like their best yards after catch player right now. Like it's a bad collection of players together.
Oh man, that is unfortunate. According to your data from last year, Josh Palmer on the 9 route ranked 52nd, I think, out of 56 players. So that is not good. At 36.4. Yeah, no speed. And I'm obviously seeing a lot of red on his route chart as well, which is not ideal. That is not ideal. All right, speaking of a player that is struggling right now, how about Darnell Mooney, man? Like, what is going on there in Chicago? Is there any hope for a rebound? Darnell Mooney, my dude, has seen 11 targets total. This was a shocking stat for me, is that he had a grand total of 4 yards total after 2 weeks. 4 yards total. He had negative 4 yards in week number two. That is disgusting. This guy is supposed to be a number one wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. I get that they don't got a great offense. Offensive line is a problem. Justin Fields still developing. And Darnell Mooney, to me, does not really profile as a true number one. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he is the number one receiver on that Chicago Bears team. He's seen 11 total targets. What is happening there in Chicago, dude?
Let me read you the bottom five quarterbacks who have dropped back at least 10 plus times in overall dropbacks this year. Dak Prescott, 31. Trey Lance, 37. Jimmy Garoppolo, 55. Justin Fields, 66. Cooper Rush, 78. Can you tell me which one of those things is not like the other, James?
One of these players is not a backup and or injured.
One of those three guys has started all three games.
Correct.
That's Justin Fields, 66 dropbacks. That's insane. That's crazy in the modern NFL. That's absurd. Our friend Graham Barfield from Fantasy Points had this stat I saw this week. Justin Fields has 23 completions and he's taken 11 sacks through three games. By the way, 23 completions is bonkers. And 11 sacks. The last time that a quarterback started his first three games with fewer than 25 completions and had taken 10 or more sacks was David Carr in 2005 and Tim Couch in 1999. That was the last guy to do it before Derek Carr. So okay. That's bad company. I mean, this passing offense is just a joke. And I think it's dead. So let me just, let's be super clear before like being critical of Darnell Mooney is that like, it's like not even a real NFL passing offense. And I know they had one game in a monsoon, with Trey Lance mm-hmm. and the 49ers there, but still, even in their two games after that, like they don't let him drop back to pass at all. And you know, I think that Texans game might've been Justin Fields' worst game as a pro, which is saying something because he was terrible last year. And I think that's like gotten lost in the discourse of Justin Fields is that last year he didn't really have that many, never really had that many good games, even with some of the questions around him from the coaching staff perspective. Andy Behrens, obviously works with me at Yahoo. He said like that was the one game that I watched of Justin Fields, the Texans game, where mm-hmm. I couldn't come away with like one throw to hang my hat on, like one moment to be like, that was a great moment that I can cut. So I just don't think Justin Fields is very good, like period right now. And I mean, the environment does absolutely suck. Like 66 dropbacks is just crazy. But I mean, Fields is not showing a lot, man. I mean, he's like, even when you just isolate, like when you just look at him, you know, from just an individual standpoint, not even within the context of his offense, he's not showing a lot of promise. I mean, I'm looking at it right now from like a completion percentage over expectation. He's second to last in the league at minus 16.1% completion over expectation. Trey Lance is the only one who's lower. And obviously Trey Lance barely played this year. So not good is Justin Fields not good. And the one point I want to make about Darnell Mooney too, you mentioned, I don't think he's like a true number one receiver. And this is what, when your first argument for a player who's not a legit alpha receiver is, well, who else are they going to throw the ball to? Right. And I think that was a lot of the Darnell Mooney thing. Somebody, there can always be somebody else. Like there can always be some goofball, like Equanimeous St. Brown, who comes up and like gets like the same amount of targets. Right. Cause you just look at the Bears offense right now, like the volume metrics and the air yard metrics are not like, well, the air yard metrics are pretty far, but like 25% of the team targets have gone to Darnell Mooney, 20.5% have gone to Equanimeous St. Brown. So that's the thing. And again, it's like 25% of the Bears targets. That's 11 targets for Darnell Mooney this year. That's just, it's not even real NFL offense. So it's hard to be super critical of Darnell Mooney, but I do think he is an example of a guy that when your first thing is who else are they going to throw the ball to, like somebody else, there can always be somebody else.
Well, I think we saw that with the Jags last year too, right? You're like, okay, well, somebody's got to catch the football. And then that's not always true.
Right, right. It's like, oh, who else is going to, they got LaVisca Chenault. Who else is going to catch passes? It's like, well, Marvin Jones, Laquon Treadwell ended up catching a bunch of passes. That's what, like, if the first feather in your cap is not, this guy is a number one receiver who's going to walk off the bus and get open on 75% of his routes and be like a stud. But it's, and instead it's who else am I going to throw the ball to? Somebody else can always pop up there. I mean,
right.
You know, that's just the way it goes, man.
You know, it's crazy. You know, you talk about the low volume metrics there. It's just mind boggling. You know, Darnell Mooney has run 53 routes total. Equanimeous St. Brown has run 49 routes total. Dante Pettis is third on the team with 38, third on the team in terms of wide receivers. Okay. Brian Pringle is fourth among wide receivers. He's run 8 routes total.
He's on IR now.
I mean, you're just like, what? They're not, I just feel like they're not giving they're not giving their offense a chance. To put that in perspective in terms of routes run, Stephon Diggs has more routes run than Darnell Mooney and Equanimeous St. Brown combined. That can't happen. I mean, that just can't happen. I really don't understand what's going on with Matt Eberflus and Luke Getsy. Like, what? We did this in the last episode. We're shitting on a bunch of these teams that are winning games. And like,
I know the Bears are 2-1. Yeah,
I know.
But come on, like, there's a difference between like, okay, the Vikings need to get the ball to Justin Jefferson. Well, no, they don't, because they won that game. Like, but there's what the Bears are doing. Okay, and like, that's different. It's different.
And you know it's gonna catch up. Like, this can't. I'm sorry, but in today's NFL, you can't win games like this. It's like, yeah, you're 2-1. Okay, fine. But you played the Texans and you played the Niners in with Noah's Ark running around at midfield. You know, like, come on. It's like you can't win in today's NFL this way. It's just not possible. We know the other shoe is going to drop. Like, it's so obvious, you know? I mean, you have to be a real hard, you have to be Adam Rank to say, listen, the Bears can keep doing it. It's like, no, they can't. It's impossible.
You never want to go full impossible. Adam Rank.
And I listen. I love Adam Rank. I don't want anyone to go at tweet Adam Rank. Yeah. Like, that's my dog. Like Adam Rank is my boy. Like, I love him to death. But that being said, come on, he's a huge, you know,
Bears. He sees life through his blue and orange colored glasses,
which
you know,
is cool. I love him for it. But come on, let's be real. Okay, so but let me hyper focus in on Darnell Mooney though. Okay, 50-50, he plays wide slot, right? So they split him up. To me, I think that's a little bit strange to me, Matt, and talk me through this, because that's what they did last year with Darnell Mooney, very similar usage. I don't know. Like, I thought Getsy was going to come in. I thought Matt Eberflus was going to come in. I thought we were going to see some juice in this offense. And for whatever reason, they're doing a lot of the same damn things they did last year. Like, for example, you look at Khalil Herbert and it's like, yo, when he was in relief for David Montgomery last year, he looked awesome. He looked way better than David Montgomery. Okay, so I'm thinking, all right, well, David Montgomery, who cares? Like, they're probably going to kick him to the... No. Like, they're still using David Montgomery, and they're giving him a huge snap count share. They're not sharing the ball 50-50. And so Khalil Herbert comes in and just racks up huge yardage. Yeah. Guess what? When David Montgomery comes back, I promise you, this coaching staff is still going to go with David Montgomery for no damn reason whatsoever. I can't wrap my mind around what is going on there offensively, but from an individual standpoint, what do you see with Darnell Mooney?
Well, I do kind of disagree. I feel like Khalil Herbert could actually become the Bears' leading rusher. So just because, like, this coaching staff actually in front office has no real attachment to David Montgomery, and it's his walk year.
I know.
So I think there's a chance. The problem is Montgomery's just better in the pass game, but they don't pass ball. I don't know. So Darnell Mooney ranks a cool 100th in terms of wide receivers and tight ends in routes run this year. He's run the same amount of routes as Jamison Crowder, who's like the wide receiver 4 for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, just that's what I'm saying, James. It's like, who gives a shit about where he lines up and where he's like any of this other stuff, because mm-hmm. he's just not even playing in a real NFL offense. Like,
okay.
I don't know. I think he's a guy that's not going to matter this year. Like, you can just drop him in fantasy, like, because what's the point? Like, honestly, what's the upside here? They clearly they clearly don't want Justin Fields to throw the ball ever, and Justin Fields ain't doing a lot of convincing to change your mind.
I know. It's just so weird. It's like a brand new season, brand new coaching staff, and for whatever reason, this offense still looks the same. Like, what? I don't understand it. I'm like,
I don't know.
Struggling to understand why this offense looks the same as last year.
But you know, well, you know why? Because they have the same quarterback.
I guess.
I think that's the answer. It does, like, it is a little strange that, and it's preseason, right? This is why you can't get too crazy about preseason, but like, they looked really good in that preseason game against the Browns when they were like moving Fields out of the pocket, getting mm-hmm. him like shooting down the field on play action, stuff like that. And it's just been so conservative. I just, like, 66 dropbacks in 3 games is bonkers.
Yeah, that's bananas. Okay. I just wonder, is Darnell Mooney going to even cross the threshold enough for you to even track his games going into RP for 2023?
That is a great question.
I mean, probably. I would almost rather see Zay Jones RP profile at this point than Darnell freaking Mooney, man. Like, that's crazy to me.
I know. Remember when you said that in my
at your wedding.
At my wedding. It's like, come on, man, calm down. I'm not that crazy. I'm not charting Zay Jones. Now Zay Jones is like
That's what I'm saying. Stuff. You might be charting Zay Jones. That's what I'm saying.
I really don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. But
yeah, but you're.
I'll tell you what. I don't really want to watch his Bears offense either. I mean,
you are a sicko though, so you'll probably end up profiling both because you're an absolute like madman.
You know what's crazy, James? I've been doing all this in season work. I think my off season is gonna be pretty light now. Like I'll have room for all these goofball receivers because I'll be done with like all the a full sample by the time we get to week 18. Like I mean, you know, I got 3 games of Drake London, 3 games of Olave, 3 games of Wilson, 3 of Allen Robinson, Michael Thomas. Like that's almost halfway done. Yeah, I mean we're almost halfway done. So Now I won't even be able to have the excuse for I don't have enough time to chart tight ends. I'll just be like, I'm not doing that.
So. I just don't want to now. Good for you. Good for you, Matt Harmon. All right. Hey, listen, our time runs short. We will catch up with you guys in a few days. I hope everyone has a great week 4. Week 3 was crazy. So you know what that means? In week 4, everything's going to come back to normal. All the stars are going to play like stars because that's how the NFL works. You can't expect the unexpected every single week. So I think the NFL gets back to normal. I'm using air quotes here. Normal for the NFL here in week 4. All right, but we got to go, man. For Matt Harmon, I am James Coe. We'll see you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.